by now on the first major sugi of this man. Like I wrote on the sheet, besides the suit on Friday night, other important idea is that we're going to two plots that we skipped over here. We didn't skip them on the coming Fridays, Mr. Shem, we're going to learn every human inside, so not to miss out the suit. But it's partially our gratitude, and it's Kamat Negev to other Inyanim, except for one piece of Gemara, which we'll talk about when we get to it. Zogdi Gemara. Boy, my name is Abnachem Yitzchak. Maske Bayes of Haver Ba'ava Osa, Almi Livdek. Al Maske Livdek, the Chamir Didehu. Haidum Al Secha Livdek, the Isur Vashus Ekoi. Toshma. Al Maske Bayes of Haver, Al Secha Lassus Vamezuz. Zogdi Gemara, Hosa Omer Ameshavash Vamezuz, Chavetz Hadoru, Ochamai. Almu al Nachmer Yitzchak Fenina. Maske by a very image of the muscle of Matech is Kala Bosa, Maske Livdek, image of muscle of Matech is Kala Bosa, Alasecha Livdek. In this very, very interesting and important Gemara, which touches at many of the hearts of the Mesechta, there are four Nidoinim. There are four separate Nidoinim in this Gemara, which have to be addressed, which are intertwined with each other, as we're going to see in the coming days. There are four inyanim in this piece of Gemara here, which are intertwined. Aleph, the Eshta Zach is what would be the din midaraisa? What would be the din if you didn't do bittul? What would be the din if you didn't do bittul? What would be if nobody did bittul? What's the deraisa din of this? Masker, soicher. If we wouldn't be handling bittul, if nobody did bittul, who would be the one who would have to do the bittul over here? That's one agenda that the Rishonim dealt with. The second agenda that we have to deal with is, so I want to answer you and tell you that on the deraisa dika level, the Rishonim will speak out that the deraisa for some reason was taken care of. We'll see soon hachova why. But all the Rishonim, Ish Echad, Bolev Echad, all of them learned that the topic of this sugi is not a deraisa topic. Why? We'll see. Bald. The suffix was a suffix in the Derabonon. Deraisa was taken care of. That means my first child is, what about Bayra by Motzer? There's Aver in the Torah. Who's Aver? The Maskil, the Seicher? All the Rishonim take on that for some reason there is no issue of Deraisa, and the issue was a Derabonon Dikadin. Topic number two is, what is the suffix? Homachlekes Rishonim. The Lashon of the Gemara, very vague. Chamira Didei versus Isur B'Shusikoi. Chamira Didei versus Isur B'Shusikoi. Very not clear, very vague. What's the suffix of Rabbanim? What is the suffix? What are the two tzadim? We're going to see a whole mutcharai over here. Tosis didn't understand the Gemara. Echal. Topic number three is Mamish a Pella? What was the raya from Mezuzah? They brought a raya from Mezuzah to Hilchus B'dikas Chometz. Mayin Yishmita Etzel HaSinai. What was the raya to Mezuzah? What did you find in Mezuzah? And what was the Gemara's terrors? Mezuzah Chavis Hadori? What's going on over here? And number four is, what is this business with Mesiras Maftechas? The Gemara and the Maskana comes out that Be'etzem, the Seicher is Chayev, not the Maskir. Just if the Maskir was Chayev at the beginning of Orla Abbas, at the beginning of the night, Erev, Yud Dalet, Nisan, then the Maskir is the one has to do it because Sule Paka, the Chiyah doesn't go off. Stay in this din, in Nida number four, state Kama for Kama Zachin. First of all, state that fundamentally, if the Seicher went in before the 14th, the Seicher is Chayev. Beis, state that what defines the Seicher coming in is the Maftechas. Yesh Lain Hater, what is this Maftechas business? We're going to see. Rashi, Rishonim. And third of all, state, but if the Maskir didn't give over the keys at the beginning of the 14th, of Orla, but also the beginning of the night, then once it's Chal on the Maskir, then the Maisa, Suda, Pukka, the Chiyah doesn't go off. Three Nekudas. One is Be'etzim, the Seicher Chayev. The Seicher Chayev, if he had the keys before the Zman B'dikas Chometz came in. You have to know what the keys means. There's another din that if the Maskir didn't give over the keys until after the Zman was Chal, then it's a Chiyah of Suda, Pukka. It's just not the din. Those are the Nekudas. Those are the four Nekudas in the Gemara. What's going on with Ba'ira? What's the Rabbanon de Kasafik? What was the Raya from Mezuzah? What's this Mesiras Maftechas business? Let's start and build. Rabbeinu Peretz over here, I used to see Rabbeinu Peretz as an introduction to the sugya over here. Rabbeinu Peretz is a psicha to the sugya. Rabbeinu Peretz over here asks a simple kasha. He says he doesn't understand. What do you mean al maskir al asecha? It's a no-brainer that the maskir is the one who has to be do the bedikah because it's his chometz and he's over by Rabbi Motze. As I referred to him in the parents, he doesn't understand the Gemara b'chal. What do you mean the maskir al asecha? A guy lived in the house all year. He used chometz all year. It's his chometz. He's over by Rabbi Motze. He has his chometz in his house and he's over by Rabbi Motze. He's not supposed to be able to say shalom b'chal. Maskir asecha. What do you mean? Of course the maskir has to do the bedikah chometz. He's the one who's over by Rabbi Motze. Asecha is not over by Rabbi Motze. It's not his chometz. As I referred to him in the parents. So could be in a person who kimta that the sugi is talking about the guy did bittul. The maskir took care of his body, Rabbi Motze. He's done. He took care of his body, Rabbi Motze, and he took care of it, and Nishan Yisrael. Azari stayed meforish in Rabbeinu Peretz that he resolved the issue of the deraisa by making it ukimta. This Gemara is talking about that the maskir did, and now we're stuck with the Rabbanan Tikka Bedika, and that broke out agenda number two, which is what is the suffix of the Gemara? The Gemara, the suffix, do you have to do the Bedika? Do you have to do the Bedika? We should say, Hamira today, we'll talk about what the suffix is. That's agenda number two. Azari stayed in Rabbeinu Peretz. The Chuj Iran and Rabbeinu David, even more Baharchava. I put you both of Rabbeinu David today on both sides of the page, tomorrow being even more. The Chiddush Iran and his Talmud, Rabbeinu David, expands much more. Drop a bomb over here, which is relevant to the whole Masechta. We're going to talk about it Baharchava later on, but we have to talk about it here. Rabbeinu Iran, Bekitzer, and Rabbeinu David, Baharchava, Gedela, Est Bechem Kasha. What's going on with Bar Yerobe Motze? You want to know who has to do the Bedika? What are you asking me? Tzadim, Chavir Didei, B'shuzakoi. This is Bar Yerobe Motze. Zok the Rabbeinu David, a Mabel de Kazakh, that nobody here is over Bar Yerobe Motze. You might say no. Bar Yerobe Motze didn't play a role in the Sugya because nobody was over. Oh shit, nobody was over. Does he make the Cheshbon? The Seich is not over Bar Yerobe Motze, he's not his Chometz. When it's not your chometz, you're not everybody wants to finish. Can't take Shalom Yisrael. The Gemara says later on that I'm not over on somebody else's chometz in my rishos. Mela, the seicher is not over. Can't take Shalom. The maskir is over. It's his chometz. He had dropped the Chiddush Iran and Rabbeinu David, the famous bomb, which shook the world. Zok Rabbeinu David and the Iran, that even if you have chometz, but the chometz is outside your rishos, the chometz is in a different rishos, you're not over. This Zach is one of the great controversies of Maseches Pesachim. This is one of the great controversies of Maseches Pesachim. A guy owns chametz, and he puts it into a different rishos. It's in a different rishos. He puts it out the door. Famous Shagas Arya. We're going to talk Parachov Gedolah on Daf Hey and Daf Vav about the famous Shagas Arya's Chakira. If a guy does such a thing, is he mekayim tashbisu? It means I took my chametz and it's out of my rishos. Zok the Chiddush Iran over here, as we the Rabbeinu David over here. That you're not over by Rabbi Motze. I, you own chametz, but it's in the street. It's in somebody else's rishos. It's in a different rishos. I'm not over by Rabbi Motze. Only if it's in your chametz and it's in your rishos. And the Achreinim Claire, like I'm telling you, Shagas Arya Shailo, are you carrying tashbisu with such a thing because you did something to facilitate that you're not over by Rabbi Motze anymore? But you didn't do a tashbisu. You didn't destroy the chametz. A fantastic Shailo, Rabban, Ran, Rabbeinu David. But he says it over here at the end of the kasha. Frek the Rabbeinu David, Frek the Ran. What's going on with Bayer Rabbi Motze? Because either Rabbeinu David inside that I printed out for you. What's going on by Rabbi Motze? The Seicher is not over because not his chometz. Somebody's not my chometz. I'm not over. The Maskir is not over. Why? The Maskir is not over. Zok Rabbeinu David. Why? Because it's out of my rishos. It's out of my rishos. It's my house. Shteit anoch achidish. That when I rent out the house to somebody else, it's not called my rishos. He bought the Seicher, rented out the house. The Rishos is now under his domain. It's not called my Rishos. There are two Chidushim in Rabbeinu David and the Ran. One is that a person is not over on Chometz that's out of his Rishos. And Seicher is called out of my Rishos. And I'm not over me the right to buy Rabbeinu David. It's called in a different Rishos. Hakam that it's my house. As they say, Rabbeinu David and the Chidush Aran. Mela says Rabbeinu David and the Chidush Aran that there's no Bayirah over here. Yes, give me a Kasha. What are you asking me a Suffolk? Go to the Bayirah. Nobody's over Bayirah over here. Nobody's over Bayirah. Not him. Azay Shtey, Meforish, in the Chidush Iran, Rabbeinu David. Is Mavis? Is Achsapella? Hello? Is a Kusha Atzuma on Rabbeinu David and Iran? Why did they squeeze out this huge Chiddush? What forced them to say this humongous chiddush that the maskir is not over on his own chometz because it's in a different rishos, and when it's not in my domain, it's not under my rishos, I'm not over. I got that it's mine. And the big tumble, where we learn such a thing out of? I don't understand. What forced him to do it? Because he had a kasha. What happened to the derais and the sugya? Say like Rebbeinu Peretz. What's the problem? Rebbeinu Peretz is a very simple teretz. We're going to see Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Tosfos and ones like that. We're talking about a case where you did bittul. And the suffix of Gemara was under the Rabbanan, because Achal the Gemara says later on that the rise of Bittul takes care of it, right? And there's a Takanakal B'dikah Tamitz. So the suffix of Gemara was when the guy did Bittul, he took care of Bayer Olam Emotze, and the suffix was under the Rabbanan. By the way, that's where Rabbeinu Peretz learns the Gemara. There's a suffix, there's a chiyah of the Rabbanan to go to B'dikah Tamitz, and if there's a chiyah to go to B'dikah Tamitz, is Bemela, the one who does it is the Shaila. Who does it? Do I do it? Because I own the Chametz. Do I do it? Because it's in my Rishos. The Rabbanan take a Shaila, which we'll have to see. That's agenda 2. Agenda 3 was arrived from Mezuzah. We'll see. What forced Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabbeinu David to go sit just humongous Kiddush, that the reason why there's no Bayero over here is because the Maskir is not over, because it's out of his Rishos, which is a controversial Kiddush, which was a world war that we showed where such a thing is true. There's a few of them been speaking about the whole last week. It's Lashitasan. That Bir Advarm is like this. They have a massive emes of Lashitasan, which will set us up now for the Shverkan and Rashi. Lashitasan is like this. We already spoke that Rabbeinu David himself on the Fez and Mebez says Mephorish like the Marshal. Rabbeinu David speaks out that the gather of the Takana B'dikas Hametz wasn't stam an arbitrary gather of B'dikas Hametz. The gather of the Takana B'dikas Hametz was that even though midaraisa bittul takes care of bayiro b'matzei, the Rabbanan came along and says, "Don't rely on the bittul. It's not sagi. Do the other way. Why is this way better than that way? All types of reasons. Not important. But the gather of the takana was like the mashal said, as follows: the correct way of taking care of bayiro b'matzei is through b'dikas chometz. That's the gather of the takana of the Rabbanan. Rabbeinu David, by the way, on the Beis says it explicitly that the gather of the takana was like the mashal says." That this by Yerah by Matzeh, there's two ways of taking care of it. The Rabbanan said, this is the way to take care of it. That was the gather. And Mela, if he's there, Rabbeinu David Lashitasai couldn't answer like Rabbeinu Peretz. Listen to a Murray the Gazach. Rabbeinu Peretz said, what's your suffix? Halay, check who's over by Yerah by Matzeh. What's your suffix? Check who's over by Yerah by Matzeh. What's your suffix? Go check. The one who's over by Yerah by Matzeh, he's the one he has. What did Rabbeinu Peretz answer? He did Bittul, he took care of it. It's not Rabbeinu David, it's not going to help me. So what he took care of it? Oh, but that was the takana. The takana was that bittul's not enough for bayir rabbi matzeh. Mele Rabbeinu David had a humongous kasha. If Hashtem is the gemara over here, what's the gemara? We have a suffix, the masker, and seichel. It's a no-brainer. The one who has bayir roeh, he's the one who has the bedika. Ives the zogid. What do you mean he did bittul? What does bittul help me? That was the whole takana. The whole takana is bittul's not enough. The whole takana was bittul doesn't work. The whole takana was that bittul's loisagi. No, the whole takana was that bittul's not enough and bittul's loisagi. So what's it going to help me that he did bittul? I'll be right that the takana's rabbanon was that the one who's over by Yerah by Matzeh slash the one who did the bittul, he's the one who has to do the bedika because we don't rely on the bittul. Mela, Rabbeinu David, the Shitasa, he held like a mashal. He couldn't understand for the life of him what's this gemara about. What do you mean who does the bedika's chametz? The one who does the bedika is the one who's over by Yerah because the takana bedika was set for him. And for Rabbeinu David, a remarkable zach. Hold on, before we get to that. Hashenkin Toysis, Rabbeinu Peretz holds with Mahalak of Toysis. Rabbeinu Peretz holds with Mahalak of Toysis on that base. That the gather of the Takana was a new gather, Shemi Yavalachle. It has no shakas to buy you all by Matzah. We brought two rais to that sheet of Toysis. One rai was because Toysis on that Yud Omebeis says it applies even after Yantar, but there's no buy you. Taisus had a half mina that it applies by Shari Surum, where there's no Bayiro. So Shita's Taisus is that Takana B'dikas Chametz is no Shechet B'chal to Bayiro. It's no Shechet to the one of the Bayiro. There's a freestanding Takana called Shami Yavol Achlai. And Mela, Zucker Reina Peretz. What about the Bayiro? And for the Reina Peretz, the guy did Bittul. Okay, so now we did Bittul. We took care of Bayiro. Now we begin a new Sophic. What about the Drabonim? And that's the Sophic of the Gemara, which we're going to talk about in stage 2. That's the agenda number 2. Hashenker Rabbeinu David, who learned the takana was that bittul's not enough. You said the takana was take care of bayirah b'dika. So what do I care if you did bittul or not? But l'maisa, you're the one who has bayirah. The one who has bayirah has to take care of bayirah in the way of b'dika. And Mela, because of that, l'shitasai, Rabbeinu David had no choice but to learn that nobody over here was taken by Yerah by Matzah, and he says this humongous chiddush that the seich is not over because it's not his chametz, and the mask is not over because the it's out of his rishos, which is this huge controversial chiddush midaraisa that you're not over when chametz is out of your rishos, and seich is called out of your rishos. So you'll ask me, one second. So you'll ask and say, really? That's a zashen eshtikul Torah. So if the reason why the Rabbeinu David if the reason why the Rabbeinu David had to say that nobody's over by Rabbi Motzi because the entire Takana was made to protect by Rabbi Motzi, and if somebody over here would have been over by Rabbi Motzi, so then the Bittul wouldn't help. So what did he do to take care of that problem? Nobody's over by Rabbi Motzi. So then the obvious question is, so what's the shaila then? If nobody's over by Rabbi Motzi, so then there's no Takana B'dikas Chametz. Let's make up your mind. If Mochach and Rabbeinu David, Rabbeinu David didn't want to say like Rabbeinu Peretz Favos. Why did he want to say like Rabbeinu Peretz? Why? Because it doesn't help me that he did Bittul. Because even if he did Bittul, the Gedder of the Rabbana was to protect by Rabbi Motzi, the Gedder of the Takana was that the Bittul's not enough. So the one who did the Bittul, the one who's over by Rabbi, he has to do a B'dika. Because that's the whole Gedder of the Takana. So to go say that he did Bittul doesn't help. The only Eitze is to go along and say that nobody's over by Rabbi Motzi. No, nobody's over by Rabbi Motzi. So what's the Takana over here? So what's the Chal HaShayla? B'dikas Chametz? B'dikas Chametz was Mesukin in order to protect the by Rabbi Motzi. But you tell me there's no by Rabbi Motzi over here. So that means there shouldn't be B'dikas Chametz either. The answer to that is Rabbeinu David asked the Kasha. Rabbeinu David himself asked the Kasha. I don't know if Rabbeinu David asked the Kasha. Where do I see Rabbeinu David asked the Kasha? You all learned Rabbeinu David this morning. He doesn't ask the Kasha. Where do you see that he asked the Kasha? I want to show you a Dovah Noya. He asked the Kasha. The Ava P. Yeah, look at it on side A. Six lines from the bottom. It says number 54. They don't have a Ben Dovah in the curves or something? They have to buy a Ben Dovah. Okay. Well, oh, where are you on now? Where do you think so? Yeah. The Alpha P. The Alpha P. I think it's not getting it. It's beyond most of it. The Alpha P, look inside, number 54 here. The Alpha P should be din toyer kahu, commercial man, Shane Echot Mehen Oigrolo, Zucker Ben Adam, Mikomakum, Chacham, Gozru, Bira, Kochometre, Israel, Shafshu, Mufkirets, Agoim, Omushu, also Lachra Pesach. What does he want here? What's he apologizing for? He said, no, nobody's over there, right? He says, no, we're talking about the Takara B'dikas Chametz. What's fetch there? What does he want over here? Chachamim Gozru, Bira, Kol Chometre, Israel. What was it coming to Bavon? Say, we took care of the Deraisa. We took care of the Deraisa. Now let's handle the Rabbanon. We took care of the Deraisa. Now we'll handle the Rabbanon. He's apologizing this apology. Rabbeinu David, the Shitaseh, holds that the major Takana of B'dikas Chametz, the Takana of B'dikas Chametz, was about a Vekishtelt for Bali Rabbi Motzi. Is if over here somebody of the two would be over by Rabbi Motzi, that would be the end of the story. That's the mainstream Takana of B'dikas Chametz, that to protect the Bayra, this is the way to take it by Rabbi. So Rabbeinu David and the Ran, that if one of them would be over by Rabbi, he would be the one that does it, because that was the Takana of B'dikas Chametz. Nobody's over by Rabbi. That's the Fergin Akasha. Nobody's over by Rabbi. So what's all this would be about? So Rabbeinu David, his vice versa, it's an additional Takana. There's a Takana, the Chometz of Israel, you have to get rid of. I want to point out by you that Rabbeinu David doesn't only talk about Bedika, he talks about beer. It's not just a question of doing Bedika's Chometz on something that's it. Beer. You have Chometz, that's not my Chometz. I'm not everybody on it. He's not everybody on it. But there's a din that Chometz of Israel can't be left around. And the shadow was, this new din of Chometz of Israel, what I'm saying is I'm married to Gadir. Why Rabbeinu David have to apologize? What does he want? B'dikas Chometz, all that was about B'dikas Chometz. What's Villa though? What's that here on this line? And you should know, Chachamim said that Chometz Yisrael can't be left around. Now begins the Shaila of stage 2 of the Gemara, the Rabbanon. The Mishnah says you do B'dikas Chometz. The Torah says no, because the mainstream Takana of B'dikas Chometz was how to take care of Yerah. That's not relevant over here, like the Rabbi Nadav just finished explaining about Rechus, because nobody's over by Yerah. What I read you now from number 54 is the wrap-up. Now that I finished saying that nobody's over by Yerah by Motzi, so that explains why the mainstream Takana doesn't apply. No, so what is the Tsugi about? There's a din that Chometz of Yisrael can't be left around. Now the question is, who's the one who's multiple to do the B'dika? Is it him or is it him? Atkan, the Machlekes of Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Rabbeinu David of how to deal with the deraisa, and the choyra, the machlekes Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu David of how to deal with the deraisa, is midli toli v'koi. What is the takana of bedikas chometz with the rabbanon? Rabbeinu David learned that the takana of bedikas chometz was to deal with the deraisa. In which case, if there's a deraisa player in the picture, he avad is the one who does the bedika, and the shalom the gemara doesn't start. Rabbeinu Peretz argued, even if you're the one who does the bittul and you're the one who does bayir rabbeinu motzei, once you took care of bayir rabbeinu motzei, we now move into a new shalom, and the two things are disconnected. This machlek is Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabbeinu David in the ukimta of what the sugya of Maskei Sechah is talking about is the most powerful l'shitasa of what we spoke about last week, which is what's together other than Rabbanan. Now, l'fi this binyan, we have a huge problem in Rashi over here. L'fi this binyan, we have a catastrophe in Rashi. Why? Talk Rashi, let's see the Rashi inside now, all the Rashis. We'll talk about this Rashi soon. Mitzvahs are on you. Wow. First of all, why does Rashi, by the way, go into a whole explanation of what Bittul is? That's for a simple reason, because the first time that Bittul appears in the Masechta. So Rashi explains what Bittul is. That's Aleph. Sings, Rashi was bothered by the Kasha that Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabbeinu David is. What happened to Bayi Rabbi Motzei? Slowly. What happened to Bayi Rabbi Motzei? He says, Bayi Rabbi Motzei was taken care of. How was it taken care of? He did Bittul. Why did Rashi wait all the way till the end of the Gemara when the Gemara brings the Raya from Azusa to speak out what the suffix of the Gemara is? Rashi says, Toirach zeh al mi mutl. Rashi, notice, the beginning of the Gemara doesn't speak out what the suffix is. All the way when the Gemara gets to the end of the Gemara, Rashi then bothers to go speak out. Hey, what about the Deraisa? What about the Derabanan? Rashi Bavorns. It will go slowly. I said an important deal. Why did Rashi wait till the end? We'll see. Is the story is like this. Mysterious Rashi over here. Fact Rashi, how could the Gemara be Sofik? What about Bayiro Bayi Motzei? Now, who did Rashi means Oyer Bayi Motzei? It's just not the Zach. Rashi doesn't say. Sorry, the secret. Rashi doesn't say who's Oyer Bayi Motzei. Talk to Marshall in the back. Who did Rashi mean? Mysterious Rashi. We're going to see tomorrow how mysterious it is, because Rashi doesn't mean the passages we're going to learn not like the Marshal tomorrow. Aber Marshal says, who did Rashi mean? Rashi had a kasha. Rashi had the same kasha as Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabbeinu David. Hey, what happened to Bayi Rabbi Motzei, correct? What happened to Bayi Rabbi Motzei? What's this? What's going on over here? Zokter Rashi. He did Bittul. Who did Bittul, by the way? Sagi de Bittul Be'amah. Then Rashi introduces us the first time the concept of Bittul. By the way, who did the Bittul? The Maskei did the Bittul, no? Sefer can't do the Bittul, it's not his chometz, agreed? So L'chayr, if you read the Rashi like that, even though Rashi doesn't say explicitly who's Oyer Bayi Rabbeinu Motzei, but he says Bittul takes care of it. So L'chayr, he means like the Marshal. We have a Marshal. Marshal says, and the Rishash say that Rashi meant to say the Maskei is Oyer Bayi, it's his chometz, and he's the one who does Bittul. Is L'chayr staying Rabbeinu Rashi like Rabbeinu Peretz? And here we have a stiras Marshal. So if that's true, I have a stira in the Marshal. Why? Because Rashi asked the same kasha that all the Rishonim asked, which is, hey, what happened to the Deraisa? What happened to Bayi Rabbeinu Motzei? What did Rashi answer? He did Bittul. Now, albeit it's true, the Rashi doesn't explicitly say who he was talking about, but we have a Mashal, the Helik of Mashal, Chochmas Shleima. Mashal says that Rashi was talking about the Maskei, which makes sense, by the way. Sechah's not over, it's not his chometz. More than that, Rashi says it was taken care of by doing Bittul. L'chayr, how does his Bittul work? It's Bittul of the Maskei, not the Sechah. I'm being too right, by the way. First of all, why should the Sechah be over? It's not his. Sveins, Rashi says that the Eitzah of being Oiger is doing Bittul. The Sefer can't do Bittul, it's not his Chometz. So talk about the Maskei doing the Bittul. So the Maskei is taking care of his Bayiro, albeit Rashi doesn't say. Rashi could have aided on another word. Rashi should have asked much stronger. Rashi says, Di'imishum Bayiro. He should have said, what do you mean, Di'imishum Bayiro? The Maskei is over Bayiro. Shteinisht in Rashi. But we'll go with the Marshal for today. That what? The Rashi meant to ask the Kasha. I say, what do you mean? What do you ask me, Yashal Maskei Sechah? It's a no-brainer. The Maskei is the one who's over Bayiro and Motzei. So of course he has to do a Bidika. It's a Shachat Bereis. What's a Shal Bechal? And for Rashi, he did Bittul. We'll go with that Pshat. So now we have a stira, a Marshal. The Marshal was the one who said, that the entire gather of Takana B'dikas Chametz was to back up Ba'yu Rav Ha'imotzi, the Mashal and Daf Yud. And Mela, how could Rashi say that the teretz to the kasha of Rabbeinu Peretz is that the guy did bittul? So what? Hali the Mashal taught us that the Takana B'dikas Chametz was that bittul doesn't work. Bittul's not sagi. You need to do B'dika. So what do you answer me? I took care of the deraisa. But the Mashal said on Daf Yud Amud Beis that Shitas Rashi is like Rabbeinu David. Shitas Rashi is that the Takana of Bedika wasn't a new Takana of Shami Yavalach. All the communities spoke about last week. The Takana of Shami Yavalach, the Takana of Bedika Shomet Rabbana was, this is the way you're supposed to deal with Ba'i Rabbi Matzei. Don't rely on the Bittul. Why not? Chash 1, Chash 2, Chash 3, Chash 4. But the gather of the Rabbana was, don't rely on the Bittul. You didn't take care of Ba'i Rabbi Matzei. Right? We saw the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It couldn't get clearer. It's as if you didn't do a Bittul B'chal. So I have a direct Kasha on Rashi. I have a Stiras Mashal. Rashi is the kash over here. What's with the masker and what's with the seicher? And what did he ask? That the mask is over by Yirah. And if the mask is the one who's over by Yirah by Motzei, so it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer that he's the one who has to do Bedika, because he's the one who's playing with the rest. But he did Bittul. What do you mean he did Bittul? That was the Takanos Chachamim. The Takanos Chachamim was on the face, Shalei Lav over by Yirah by Motzei. The Takanos Chachamim was, you have to do Bedika, not to be over. Either guy did Bittul. So what if he did Bittul? Who cares if he did Bittul? That was the whole Takana. The Takana was, don't rely on the Bittul. Take care of Ba'i Rabbi Matzei a different way. Rashi is the one who waves the flag of that pshat. Rashi is the one who holds that pshat. Rashi is the one who's mechadish that pshat. Rabbeinu David also says it. How could Rashi over here answer the teretz of Rabbeinu Peretz? How could Rashi over here answer the teretz of Rabbeinu Peretz? He didn't answer the kasha. What do I care if he did Bittul, he didn't do Bittul? It's a no-brainer that the one who's over by Rabbi Matzei, he's the one who has the chiyuv b'dikah with the Rabbana, like the Mashal says explicitly on the Yud Amud Beis, that the entire takana was coming to back by Rabbi. And in the middle, if about the one who has by Rabbi is the maskil, the way the Mashal learns, that's the pella otzum v'neira on this Rashi, that in the battle between Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabbeinu David of how to deal with the Raisa, Rashi goes with Rabbeinu Peretz and it doesn't shtim with Rashi l'shitaser. Rabbeinu David shtims l'shitaser, but the Rashi doesn't shtim l'shitaser. One second. As I could say, a massive shtickl Torah. When I was your age, I said massive shtickl Torah to answer this. Over the years, I saw that many Achrenim say this type of Torah, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri and others. A whole massive shtickl Torah, which is a massive teichik, but it would deal with the severity of the problem here. What I'm going to say is, I don't believe it's a Pshat and Rashi, so why am I saying it? I don't know. Why am I saying it's not a Pshat and Rashi? Because it's a Pshat in the Sugya. It's a Deichik in Rashi. So I'm going to say the Pshat anyway. I want you to appreciate how shver the Rashi is. Let's put the Rashi on the shelf and let's start. Agenda number two is, we got past the Deraisa. Let's go further. Step two. We dealt with the Deraisa. I mean, the parents dealt with the Deraisa with an Ukimta. The Chiddush Rabbeinu Rabbeinu David dealt with the device with a massive Chiddush. Okay, either way, B'shot Tov and Mutzlachas, we arrived at the Rabbanon. What is the Suffolk? What's the Suffolk? And stage three, what's the Rav from the Zuzah? Now, if you look in the Gemara, Kipshutoi, we'll talk about stage two. The Suffolk is Mashmo. Some sort of Suffolk in the Gidrei Rabbanon. Chamir Adidei, Rishusei Koi. Interesting shayla. You have a case where the chametz is one guy's, the rishus is somebody else's. On whose mutl b'dikas chametz? We're going to see Taisus over here. We're going to learn Taisus tomorrow. Be Ian Rav mutchus. What is the suffix? We'll see why. A suffix gidri b'dikas chametz. Who's the one who has more of a chiyuv? The one who owns the chametz. The one who lives there. So what's the ride from mezuzah? Zucker Ben David, I'm going to print out the Ben David for you tomorrow. Zucker Ben David, listen to the way I'm saying it, and it's also in the Forshin Rashi, what I'm going to say. That the Raya from Mezuzah is a Zaytiga Raya. The Raya from Mezuzah is a Zaytiga Raya. It's a Zaytiga Raya. There's no Shaykh's Bechalta Zaytiga Raya. I keep being a Raya from Mezuzah from the Medical Summit. And a Suffolk in the Medical Summit being a Raya from Mezuzah. Explain to Ben David A very long dish of that, which is, by the way, it's from Mefurshim Rashi. I'll show you in a minute where it's from. Zakumen and David, Mizuzah and Medikas Chometz are no shachas to each other. In Medikas Chometz, we have an internal suffering in Hilchos Medikas Chometz, which has no relevance b'chal to Mizuzah. Not a chance like this. By Mizuzah, Be'etzim says Rabbeinu David, and I'll show you in a minute, it's Mefurshim Rashi. By Mizuzah, Be'etzim, the one who should have been chayav mezuzah is the masker, because it's his house. I repeat, you own a house, you have to put up a mezuzah. It's your house. So mitzvah the internal hilchos mezuzah, says Rabbeinu David, it's in the piece I'll print out for you tomorrow. So Rabbeinu David, mitzvah the internal hilchos mezuzah, about that, it's a no-brainer, the masker, it's his house, basically. Your house, put a mezuzah on it. So Rabbeinu David, so why does the seicher need to put on it? Hagam that mitzad the internal dinim of mezuzah. It should be on the masker. But we have a rule. All chiyuvim on the house, the seicher has to carry the chiyuvim. I would call that a chayshim mishpat to gedin mitzad the relationship with masker and seicher. You have a house that has a mitzvah to do on the house. Who has to do the mitzvahs? Don't notice the lashon Rashi. Alma midi de mitzvah alei ramiya. What was the raya from mezuzah, Rashi said? We weren't bringing me a raya from mezuzah to hilchus bedikas chametz. We bought a raya, alma midi de mitzvah alei ramiya. Is mitzvah to do on the house? Alei ramiya. Who has to carry the mitzvahs of the house? Who has responsibility for the mitzvahs of the house? The seicher has responsibility. Seicher Beinu David. By the way, all this is included in the three words of Rashi. Seicher Beinu David. It's his house. And yet we find that the seicher is chayiv. What's that? Stating them that the seicher, when you rent the house, you're undertaking to do all the obligations of the house. Of the house. So the obligations of the house are mutl on the seicher to do. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? So the pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara said, you're asking me a shayla of internal or bedikas chametz? Who's the one who has to do it? Jaystakop, it's not important. Because chiyuvim on the bayis are mutl on the seicher. That's what we call a zaytik arayah. It's a arayah from the left field. It's not a arayah that resolves the suffix of the yesu nachem yitzchak. The suffix of the yesu nachem yitzchak was an internal bedikas chametz suffix. Al mi mutl? Who should do it? The one who owns it. The one who owns the chametz. The one who owns that. The Gemara says, jaystakop. Mitzvahs on the house, the seicher does. Because that's included in the chayshim mishpatik relationship between a seicher and a masker, that when you rent a house, the chiyuv is mutl on you to do it. Not because of internal mezuzah reasons. It's not internal mezuzah reasons, the masker should do it, it's his house. But there's a din that when you rent somebody else's house as part of the leasing agreement, you're undertaking that all the chiyuvim of the house are going to be mutl on you. By the way, empathy Gemara, no. That's not the reason why the seicher does it. You made a mistake. The reason why the seicher does it is not because the seicher is mechuyev in mitzvahs of the house, b'teiras chayshim mishpat. No, the one who lives there, he's the one who needs the shmirah. He's the one who needs the mezuzah. So mitzad internal mezuzah reasons is the reason why the seicher is chayev. The Gemara Shaka Vatarya, why is the seicher chayev in mezuzah? The Gemara have me to learn that the reason why the seicher is chayev in the mezuzah is that hagam mitzad internal mezuzah reasons, the masker should be chayev. Mitzvahs of the house on mutl on the seicher. I rent out the house, you have to take over all the mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, if you take over all the mitzvahs, that applies side by mezuzah, side by chometz. Everything Gemara knows, that's not the shah by mezuzah. By mezuzah, the shayla is a different shayla. The shayla was a shayla of chometz hador. Over there, there's a reason why the guy does it. Not because mitzvahs of the house are on the seicher. Not because it's an internal mezuzah part. That means the richtig person who's chayiv in the mezuzah is the seicher, not the maskir, because he's living there. Rashi says two reasons. He has the shmirah, he has the biyoscha, he's coming in and going out. The male, there's no raya over here. Azari shtei, to Rabbeinu David, and push Rashi like that. Meaning the mitzvah ramiya, that means that we're coming with a raya from left field. We're saying that doesn't interest me, your shayla b'chal. Azari shtei, before Rabbeinu David. Slowly. One second. Azari shtei, before Rabbeinu David. One second. Comes on Rav Shach and many others. And they say a very creative shot. This is what they want to say. I asked the kasha and I said, that Lefishitas Rashi, that the one who does Bedika is the one who has Bal Yiroya. So what does Rashi gain by answering that the guy did Bittel? What does Rashi gain by answering that the guy did Bittel? Who cares? But the one who has Bal Yiroya, he's the one who has Bedika. Bedika's Rabbanon. So they want a time up. A mechudish dikum shat, which in my opinion doesn't fit into the Gemara or to Rashi, but I want to say it over because of the importance of the shat. They want a title like this. They have a way to get out of this. I just finished saying that the pashat, the reading of the Gemara, was stage two, was a bedikas chametz shiloh. Who has bedikas chametz? Who is motel? The owner of the house, the owner of the chametz, or the rabbanon shiloh? On that, the Gemara board arrived from a left field, from mezuzah. The bechal yishalah doesn't interest me bechal. Why doesn't yishalah interest me bechal? This came in Ishtar. Who cares? Because the word is chiyuvim on the bias. Achayim on the Seicher. The Seicher has to take over Chiyuv Bayis. Agam, I forgot to stress this. Very important. Shtein this Gemara, and the Gemara is coming up. The Bidikas Chometz is a Chalois din on the Bayis. It's Mitzvahs HaBayis. It's not a din on the Gavra. If it's a din on the Gavra, what are you mixing Mezuzah in? Mezuzah is a Chiyuv on the Bayis. Bidikas Chometz is a Chiyuv on the Gavra. Shtein know that it's a Mitzvah on the house. The house has to be Boduk. And Melod is arrived from Mezuzah, that mitzvahs, habayis, mitzvahs of the house, achal on the seicher, even though internally the masker is the one who should have done it. One second. So the Rebbeinu David learned that stage two is a bedikas chametz shiloh. Stage three is, who cares about your bedikas chametz shiloh? We know from Mezuzah that irrelevant of the internal politics of chametz, the seicher is the one who has to do mitzvah. If that's true, so then I have a mokum to go one step further and to say, what was the kasha of Yirashi? I'm saying a shtickle Torah. What was the kasha of Yirashi? The kasha of Yirashi is, what's the suffix? What's the kasha of Yirashi? What is the suffix of the Gemara? Haloi Avada, the one who has the Bal Yiroya, the one who did the Bittel, he's the one who has the Bedika. If you had Dvar Me'ela, I can go one step further and tell you what the suffix was of Yirashi. I'll tell you what the suffix was. The suffix was, who's the one who has to carry the mitzvahs on the bayis? The Gemara knew that mitzad internally. The Gemara knew all along internally that mitzad hilchos bedikas chametz, the masker should do it. Because he's the one who's over by the rock. And he's the one who did the bittel. And the takon is on the wall, on the masker. Like we said. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? What's the side of the Secher? The suffix was das alein. Who has mitzvahs habayis? Who's the one who carries mitzvahs of the bayis? Who's the one who carries the mitzvahs of the bayis? I mean, Yadav didn't like it. I mean, Yadav learns that the Safik was a Bedikas Chometz Safik. I mean, Yadav, the Safik was a Bedikas Chometz Safik. The Raya was a Raya from left field that what he has to be spake is a Bedikas Chometz. It doesn't even start because all mitzvahs of the house is on the Seicher. The Gemara says, no, there's no Raya from Mezuzah. In Rashi, I can go out right there, go one step further. And I can say, that was the whole Safik. The Safik was, we knew that internally mitzvah Bedikas Chometz about that the masker is the one who has to do it. He has Bal Yiroya. He's the one who did the Bittel. The Rashal says in that view that the whole Takana was the back of Bal Yiroya. The Gemara knew that. The Gemara says, but what happens when you have a house? Who has to carry the mitzvahs of the house? Avada mitzad internal Bedikas Chometz politics? Avada the masker should do it. Give me dover. But maybe the Seicher has to do it because mitzad Choshe Mishpot, when you rent the house, you take over the mitzvahs of the house. And the Gemara says, have a raya to it. What's my raya? Mezuzah. By Mezuzah, the masker was the one who was supposed to do it. It's his house. And yet the Seicher has to do it. And for the Gemara, no. There's no right for Mezuzah, because Mezuzah chervas adoru. The reason why the Seicher does it is not because he's taking over from the masker. The reason why the Seicher does it is because he's the one living there. He's the one, and he's the Shmira. In other words, like this. I started off today with a catastrophic kasha on Rashi. How could Rashi shtel avek the suffix of the Gemara of who should do the Bedika when one of them was over by Yiroya, and it's a no-brainer, that means that helps Bedikas Chometz, Rashi L'shitasai, the one who's over by Yiroya, he's the one who does Bedika. That was my kasha. And that's why I said, in parentheses, Rebbeinu David went on a whole journey to learn a different shot in the sugya because of that problem. But Rashi L'shitasai, what's Rashi answer guy the Bittah? Who cares? He should do the Bedika. My answer to that kasha is that in Nachen Nami, it wasn't an internal suffix in Bedikas Chometz. Because mitzad internal suffix in Bedikas Chometz, taka, there's no suffix. It's a no-brainer. About the masker does it. So what was the suffix? The suffix was a new suffix. Who's the one who has to carry the chayvas habayis? You'll ask me, where in the world did you get such a suffix of who's the one who has to carry the chayvas habayis? The answer to that is, but anyway, that's derived from mezuzah. Anyway, derived from mezuzah is on a different topic. It's on a topic of who has to carry the chayvas habayis, the seicher, the masker. Once I know from Rabbeinu David and from the Rashi later on, that the sofit, the raya for mezuzah, wasn't an internal raya to Medikas Chametz. You can't bring a raya for mezuzah to Medikas Chametz. The raya for mezuzah was to a klali is the kashayla, mitzvahs habayis, al mi mutl, who's the one who has to do the mitzvahs? So then I'm going to take the luxury and go a step further and say that that was the whole suffix of the Gemara to begin with. The suffix of the Gemara to begin with was not even an internal suffix of Medikas Chametz. Because it's not the internal politics of Medikas Chametz, it's a no-brainer that the masker has to do it. Because he's the one who owns it. And he's the one who does it by Yirah. And he's the one who does Bittul. The suffix was Das Alein. But it's a Chayvas Habayis. Who has to do the Chayvas Habayis? And that the Gemara went ahead and bought a Raya from Mizuzah. And that the Gemara said, there's no Raya from Mizuzah. Comes back to Charlotte now. So who has the Chayvas Habayis? That's how I could learn in Rashi to answer the humongous kasha on Rashi of how could the Gemara have a suffix. But once I see in stage 3 of the Gemara that there's another agenda, which is not internal but the Chametz way, there's an agenda of who's mutl on it, the chiyuv of the bias, so then I have the luxury of learning a geshmak of shat, that was the suffix to begin with. The suffix to begin with wasn't the suffix of the Chametz. To begin with was a suffix on me mutl chayvas habayis. The problem with that pshat is, it's a very nice pshat, I think it's beautiful. It answers the kasha. No, there's no steer anymore. Avad the mitzad internal politics, we knew the masker should do it. But there's a new shayla of chayves abayis, who's motto? You know what I said? Avad, we knew that. Now there's a new shayla, now there's a derabana, correct? And the derabana was a chiyav on the bayis. Even though you're right that the masker should be the one to do the takona, but if there's a klal that says that the seicher carries all mitzvahs abayis and does it for the masker, that will apply here also. The same way Rabbi David said by mezuzah, but what Rabbi David said by mezuzah? Who should put up the mezuzah? Mitzvah hilchos mezuzah, the masker. And yet the seicher chayav because he takes all the chiyuv on the bayis. Is here too. Mitzvah hilchos bedikas chametz avada avada. The masker is the one who should do it because he's the one who's talking about it. You hear what I'm saying to you? That's the answer. Stira. The whole suffix to begin with was a suffix on the bayis. Who's the one with the mitzvah bias? I'm going to take a shower. How's your age? I was going to spoil for myself. You hear? At the end of the day, the gather of the takana was they made a takana on the bias. The seicher is responsible for all the chiyuv of the masker. When you rent the thing, you're taking over obligations. He has an obligation to do it. When I rent the house, I'm obligated to put on the mezuzah because I took over the house and I now take over all the schaivas and all the mitzvahs on the bias. It's likewise the guy with the mitzvahs on it. There's a chiyuv on the bias because of Vayirah. But the seicher has to do the masker's chiyuv. I'm going to tell you what the gather is. The seicher has to do the chiyuv of the bias. Now, one second. I'm happy that I don't walk up. But just another minute. It's a very nice shot, I think. When I was your age, I was very proud of myself. But, it doesn't fit into the Gemara here. Because the Gemara says the suffix was a different suffix. Well, how do we bring the suffix? The Gemara doesn't say that the suffix was a bias suffix. The Gemara says the suffix was an internal because of itself. Is it because it's Chamira Didei? Because it's Beshusek Koyi. So the Shtikotayra, by the way, the Shtikotayra that I'm saying is not so far-fetched. Once we have stage 3 where the Raya from Mezuzah is anyway a Raya to a new agenda of who's Chayav on the bias, I could allow myself to say that the same way Legabi Mezuzah, internally we know that the Masker is Chayav and yet the Gemara brought a Raya from Mezuzah, I could say the same thing about the Gashem. It's not a simple Torah to the Kasha. The Kasha was, what if you know where the Masker is Chayav because he's the one who's over by Yerah, so he's a Bonner and he has to do with Dika, the answer is you're right. But there's a Shtak, that evolved as a Seichel. It's a Seichel Masker Shiloh. I don't have a problem saying that. And then the Raya from Mezuzah is very glad. It means that's an entity that there is such an agenda as a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara brought a Raya from Mezuzah to Dika's Chavetz. Is a bad pshat is that there's a new agenda of who's Chayav in the bias. The problem is, was that the suffix of the Gemara? Very hard to stop with a rain. The Gemara says the suffix of the Gemara was the Sur B'Shusakoi or Chamira Didei. How am I supposed to stop that a rain that the suffix was who's Chayav is a bias? That's a huge deichlich to go say. Elamai, it's Masha in the Gemara that the suffix was on who is mutl the chiyuv of b'dikas chametz. And then comes back to you, mangas kasha. What do you mean who's mutl b'dikas chametz? The one who has ba'yirah is the one who has the chiyuv of b'dikas chametz. And how could the Gemara have a suffix? Is the etzem yisoid, by the way, Rashi also has Masha to Raya from left field. What does Rashi say? Alma midi the mitzvah le'ramir. Who's talking about midi the mitzvah? Somebody's talking about midi the mitzvah. The answer is no. That's a guy from left field. You have Shaila A, but I'm telling you, the same Sukkah Shaila got some Isaac because me did the mitzvah is not really on the what he called, on the Sukkah. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. The question was, is that the Shaila to begin with or not? If that was the Shaila to begin with, then I have a Yeshua for Rashi. The Rashi could answer like Rabbeinu Peretz and he could still get away with it. But it's a Teichik in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon was Mafu that had an internal B'dikos Chometz Shaila. That's the psicha to the Sugya. Tomorrow we're going to start the Sugya over again. Now that I don't know what to work with, and it's a shame to talk to you.